Well, it's a snowy morning, and we have two guests that are going to talk about their accomplishments in the Fairchild Challenge Program. They'll be joining us. One is here in our studios, and the other will join us by telephone, given the weather. We'll first introduce you to Rose Lee from Dorseyville Middle School in Fox Chapel. And then Jillian Sullivan by phone will be here from Shaler Area Middle School. The Fairchild Challenge is a national competition that encourages middle school and high school students to learn more about the environment around them and to do so in a creative way. It's organized locally here by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. And we are fortunate to have Rose Lee with us today. How are you, Rose?
I'm doing fine.
And you, the roads weren't too bad coming
in?
I'm glad you made it. What grade are you in and how old are you?
I'm in eighth grade and I'm 13 years old.
And tell me a little bit about yourself, what you like to do, what some of your interests are.
I like drawing and science and math.
And I'm curious about drawing first. Pencils or what do you draw with?
Color pencils and pencils.
And what kinds of things do you like to draw?
I like drawing realistic artworks like animals and plants.
So do you carry a sketchbook sometimes or?
Sometimes.
I'm not very good at art, so I'm always really curious. And then you mentioned science and math. So what, eighth grade, is it earth science or what are you doing now?
It's like almost everything together. It's astronomy, chemistry, and.
Cool. What are you learning in chemistry now? I'm just curious.
We're working on basic parts like the atoms and molecules and compounds.
Okay. Like Avogadro's number, is that in there yet?
Oh, we're not there.
Not there with moles and things like that?
Not.
I studied a lot of chemistry. So do you like chemistry so far?
Yeah.
Chemistry was my favorite in high school because it was just very, to me, it all made sense. Have you had to do biology yet?
That's next year.
That was one I had a lot of trouble with. So before I forget, any shout outs or hellos to anybody who might be listening now or later when you can hear this in podcast form?
My teacher, Mrs. Leffler, and my friends and family.
Great. And it's neat that you were able to do this as part of the Fairchild Challenge. Can you tell me about your project? What was the challenge itself? What were you asked to do?
I was asked to draw a realistic plant or flower that lived in around this area.
Oh, neat. So not one, you actually had to find something indigenous or that would work well in southwestern Pennsylvania. What did you pick?
The Ranunculus bulbosus. It's also called the buttercup flower.
And did you find some that you could actually draw? I don't know. Are there any out this time of year?
Oh, I just looked it up in the internet.
Okay. So. I was going to say that might be hard. So did you draw it based on what you saw online?
There were, I picked out three different types of pictures and then just blended them together.
Nice. Was there any reason that you picked that one? Did you have other candidates you thought of?
I just liked the color and how it really popped up. So, yeah.
Nice. So you did this in pencil, probably, I would imagine, with a lot of color. What kind of colors? I mean, I know what the basic colors you'd use with, but I think yellow is one and green. But what other colors did you use? I'm trying to picture it in my head.
Almost every color. But mostly yellow for the flower, and the background was mostly green, blue, and purple.
That sounds very, just really nice. How do you feel about the environment? It's nice that you're able to participate in the challenge. Have you thought much about the current state of things, or I'd just be curious for your perspective.
I'm not sure. I never really thought about it.
Well, it's nice that this gives you a chance to think about it in terms of the flowers. I guess I was curious, whether, and I'm not sure in school if you're thinking about things like recycling or ways to make less waste. Are there any tips you would have based on what you've learned?
Well, my school also does recycling, and they are trying to also make the environment, make it friendly for the environment.
Yeah, it's Dorseyville Middle School is in a nice area, so not every area should be good to the environment, but I mean, it's really pretty out where you are. Are students encouraged to do certain things to try to make less waste at school?
Yeah.
What are some of the things you do?
There's like this mini garden, and we also recycle, and
it's yeah. Do you use compost in the garden maybe? That's where you take like garbage and food waste and you add it to the soil. They may be doing that, they may not.
I'm not sure.
You'd probably know. Have you thought about what you want to be when you get older?
Somewhere around the art field or math and science.
That's great. Do you know any artists that are making a living as an artist? They're out there. If you ever want to meet any, we can help you find some. And it's great. When you draw, do you sometimes lose yourself in drawing and almost forget about time and everything? You just keep going?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I'm glad you like math, too. What are you doing in math in eighth grade now?
I'm doing Algebra 2.
That's great. Algebra 2, I can remember like it was yesterday. Did you have geometry yet?
That was last year.
Last year. Okay. Well, it's so nice to talk to you, and congratulations. Were there other students from your school that also did the same challenge?
They did a different challenge, but like a writing challenge.
Well, it's great that you were able to do this. You'd probably be a good book illustrator. People could write, and you could do that. Well, thank you. And again, congratulations. Rosalie is 13, eighth grade at Dorseyville Middle School in Fox Chapel. And Jillian is here. Jillian is from Shaler Area Middle School. And because of the weather, it was hard for her to get in to our studio for our Fairchild Challenge segment. But we have her here thanks to the telephone. Hi, Jillian.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
I'm 13.
And are you in eighth grade?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh. And tell me about the project you did for the Fairchild Challenge. What was the challenge given to you?
Well, I had to draw a flower that was a spring bloom in western Pennsylvania, and just had to make it like realistic and like botanically correct and all that kind of stuff.
Wow. And now a couple things that strike me is, one, you're drawing a spring flower during the winter time, and secondly, flowers are pretty complicated to draw. You must like art a lot, do you?
Yeah, I love art.
I had a feeling. What flower did you pick?
I picked the Johnny Jump Up. They call them Johnny Jump Up. Mm-hmm. I think they also call them a tricolor viola, but I'm not 100% sure.
And so, what do they look like?
They kind of almost look like faces. They have like three petals with like purple stripes, and a lot of them can actually look like faces, kind of, if you look at them.
Oh, neat. And how did you, without having one, I'm assuming you didn't have one to look at, how did you draw it?
I pulled a few pictures off the internet and just kind of combined them together to kind of like see what they would look like in the leaves and all that.
Did you use special materials to draw it?
I just used colored pencils.
Well, that sounds great. What other kinds of art do you like to make?
I usually just like to draw animals. I do realistic, but mostly I just do like mixture between like cartoon and realistic, like somewhere in the middle there. I like to draw animals.
That sounds cool. Have you ever thought of like making your animals part of a book or like a graphic novel?
Actually, me and my neighbor are in the middle of actually writing a novel, and I'm gonna draw some pictures for that. So hopefully that'll work.
Very cool. Can you tell me a little bit about what it's about without spoiling it? Is there any kind of plot line yet?
It's just basically about these snow leopards who are sisters, and they their mom gets captured, and they have to go and figure out like the whole mystery about it and save her and stuff. So.
Oh, that sounds like it's a lot of fun. As you develop that, and I mean this, feel free to get in touch with us because we could have you and your neighbor on the radio with us talking about that, not only here, but on our Youth Express station, which is all youth writing and creative efforts, and we would love to do that. I meant to ask you if there's anybody you wanted to acknowledge or say hello to while you're on the radio that will hear you now or when this is podcast later.
Just my gate teacher, Dr. Gerlach, because she's kind of the one who helped me and just kind of told me that I might be good for drawing this. And I was kind of nervous because I was like, well, I never drew flowers before, but she kind of just gave me some confidence in myself, so I want to thank her.
She's good at that. I was just going to say, it sounds, confidence is exactly the word I would use. Are there aspects of the environment? Did drawing the flowers help you feel any closer to the environment or help you learn more about the role that flowers play?
Yeah, I mean, flowers are just so pretty, and I just love how nature is just so gorgeous on its own. Like, I hate to how, if there's, like, pollution and all that stuff, people ruining the earth, but it doesn't make any sense because it's just so gorgeous. I don't know how you could ruin it.
Mm-hmm. That's a really great way of putting it. Have you thought about what you'd like to do when you get older?
I want to be a companion animal veterinarian.
Interesting. And how does a companion animal veterinarian differ? Do you have to make house calls as one? Or I'm curious about that.
A companion animal vet is mainly works with just cats and dogs. And then there's different types of vets that, like, special ones that can work with either reptiles or smaller pets like rabbits.
I see. So as opposed to an avian vet or somebody that would work with horses, the kind of animal you'd go to with a typical household pet. Do you have pets?
I have a pet rabbit named Jinx.
Jinx, it's a good name mm-hmm. for a rabbit. What's really great to talk with you, and is there anything else you wanted to say?
Not really. I mean, I'm just really nervous because I've never actually been on the radio and stuff, and I'm just shocked altogether that I did so well.
You did really well this morning. You didn't sound nervous at all. You sounded awesome. Thank you, Jillian. And you can learn more about the Fairchild Challenge by going to the website fairchild at phipps.org, or simply go to phipps.conservatory.org for additional information.